Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Ah, geez, you're all very welcome back. Kevin McGarren is this week's visiting critic, and we asked him to stand up on water along with a paddle board. I'm going to paddle in a wetsuit, I suppose. Welcome, Kevin McGarren.
I hear you're a Trump supporter now, Father.
Yeah, that's right. We're just trying to bring a bit of, you know, extra something to
your
team.
You need a bit of balance.
Oh, no problem.
You need to, that poor woman, having a go at that poor woman.
Camel supporter yesterday, a Trump supporter today, according to his messaging in. Kevin McGarren, the comedian, not related to the literary wonder, John McGarren?
No, but apparently he got married in my hometown, or his father got married in my hometown, my village. So there must be some connection. In his book...
Tell us the exact hometown in
Cavan. It's a place called Gowna. I can't even hear myself in these headphones.
No, don't use those headphones.
Gowna, County Cavan, a small little village, three pubs, two churches, both religions.
Is it depressing? Because we've already hated on one town yesterday.
No, this is very picturesque. This is like Tidy Town's job.
When you say both churches, the Protestant one is nicer, is it?
I haven't been in.
Usually
I
is.
Think I would burst into
from
flames.
The outside, from the outside.
Oh, from the outside it looks gorgeous. Yeah. Very picturesque. But he, in his book, his autobiography, he describes his Cavan McGarren family as women, good looking. The women were good looking with long backs and the men were quick to anger, which does sound like my family. I've got good looking tall aunties and angry uncles.
That must be printed out somewhere. Come here, you to get you out of your comfort zone. Was this out of your comfort zone, actually? I had my suspicions.
It was but it? I'm trying to change. And weirdly enough, the lad who you sent me to, they run a surf school in Mayo called Big Style.
Yeah.
That I was actually in a week before.
Like away.
But I didn't get to surf due to a puncture. It's such a Clark Griswold thing. I was going down there. I was all excited about surfing. We ran into a puncture. I brought the kids out and then I had to spend the day fixing a tire. So I didn't get to surf at all. But his place in Mayo is amazing. It's like, it's very kind of hippy-dippy, but in a nice way. Mm. So like 8 o'clock yoga, then we got a hike, then we got surfing, then we got jacuzzi, then we just chill out with some guitars. And it's the kind of place that like only a stoner would fantasize about, but wouldn't actually be able to make.
They think
it's like,
they have.
It's like if a stoner got his stuff together, he would build this. Like there's a fire pit and there's like a chill out room. It's really, really cool. And like there's photos all over the place. There's like photos. Him and his business partner, they're big adventure boys. They surfed all over the world. So all over the place is like photos of them on their adventures in their 20s. So it's like them surfing in Maui or petting a dragon. Or, you know, eating coconuts with natives. And it kind of annoyed me. It's because all I was thinking about is like, if there was photos of like me in my 20s, it would just be various rooms I was in.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Like there's me in a sitting room. There's me on a landing. I don't know where, probably Drumcondra or somewhere. So it made me feel very inadequate.
Thank God there were no photographs taken in the noughties, really.
Yeah. they've been burnt.
It wasn't a camera on a phone. Until 10 years later.
Yeah, there was 8 pixels. Nothing. I think there was 8 pixels.
No photographs. Almost no photographs of me in my 20s at all.
So it's I'd highly recommend Big Style in Mayo.
But
so
it sounds very left-leaning, so wouldn't this show would not endorse.
You, yeah.
We have to find some Trump-supporting
surfing.
They'd
sniff you out straight away. with your
surely Dune Beg.
With your perfectly cut haircut. You could set your watch to that haircut.
Find some right-wing surfing. It's just not a thing, is it? So anyway, that's the surfing, which you didn't do.
Which I didn't do.
Thanks for reviewing the thing you didn't do. But stand-up paddleboarding. By the way, when I said I was surprised that this would be outside your comfort zone, a tall, thin man on television for years and years, surely he does exercise all the time.
That's only recent. I went through my 20s never exercising. So this is literally this year. You caught me on a cusp. So I've started going to the gym, heavy man. So this was, it arrived at the perfect time. So I was all excited, arrived down there and it was a private lesson. Chris was there.
Yeah, this is in Dublin now.
This is in Dunleary.
This is in Dunleary. Oh, so Big Style have an outpost.
They've
in
got a little
the
thing. They've got a
Ireland.
Thing. Yeah, so the surfing is in Mayo, the paddleboarding is in Dunleary.
That makes sense.
So I arrived down and he teaches you how to stand on it and what to do. and you're kneeling up. Oh, first of all, you have to put on your wetsuit, which I put on backwards. Because my entire life the zip was in the front of my clothes, but a wetsuit. I was wondering why there was a lot of space in the front. There's a very generous crotch to this wetsuit. So I put it on, and wetsuits are really designed for people who've got like swimmers' V-shaped bodies.
Yes.
If you have a bit of a belly, it kind of feels like you're putting a condom on a chicken fillet. Okay. It's very hard.
Beautiful image.
But I got it on. And he teaches you how to do it, and then you take it out. And I remember,
Did you do the lesson with the wetsuit on the wrong way? The whole
no, he told me after he did tell me to switch around.
Okay, great. Just wanted to correct the image.
Yes,
people, right.
So we go out there.
So it's in the harbour.
It's in the harbour. So you're kneeling on it first of all, and it's like you're kneeling on a ironing board basically.
Yeah.
And then the hard bit is to get up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my legs just started immediately. When you're standing up on it, your legs just go mental. And it was very much like a Shakin' Stevens kind of early Elvis dance.
Yeah. What is happening?
You're just trying to find your balance, I suppose. Okay. And it's very, very hard. I fell in a couple of times. He laughed at me. And then we kind of paddled around. And I was kind of getting good at it. He was chatting away and I just had to keep looking dead forward. I couldn't look him in the face because I thought I would fall. And at the end of it, you know the way
You did manage to stand.
I did stand.
He's chatting away.
I did. I fell in once and then I was very, very shaky. It was kind of like if you put a cat on a frisbee and just drop it into a bath. Like it was very unstable. If the cat had a paddle, yeah, that would help it so much. And I came out of it and I was like kind of proud of myself.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I mean, like, this is really just for the elderly or the infirmed. I was like, was all right, level. Okay. No disrespect to anyone who enjoys paddleboarding. I can see the appeal. But you know the way, like...
Did he say your lesson was, or he said in general, paddleboard, stand-up paddleboarding is for the elderly or infirm?
I don't want to like ruin his business. I think he said it in a light-hearted, jokey way. But this guy's a surfer. You know, this is like a surfer teaching somebody paddleboarding. Yeah. It's like a Formula One driver teaching somebody how to use a little toy.
It's like
toy.
When I went to Australia and I was trying to explain to them that I couldn't swim.
Right.
They went, oh, well, he's just like, he doesn't do the full length. So they just put me into the sea anyway.
Oh, you literally...
Yeah, so, no, you're totally fine.
And I can't float.
Yeah, literally, couldn't. And it was just... Yeah, they don't get the concept.
Yeah, so yeah. It's they're too advanced.
Like so telling a surfer stand-up paddleboarding is kind of a water sport. They scoff at.
Yeah, they would laugh at you. And then after it, I was like... I was kind of getting good towards the end. And I was like, so... Like, I want to learn how to surf. And I said to him, like, is this a good stepping stone to learn how to surfing? And he was like, no, absolutely not.
What a knob. It's the same idea, wobbling on the board and standing up.
No, apparently not. Because surfing, you need waves, obviously. Paddleboarding, you need the opposite. You need it to be dead calm. You can't paddleboard on waves.
Oh, well, Cavan have to get in on this then. Because if
still
water everywhere.
It would be perfect in Cavan. But you know the way, like... Only, like, what's the phrase? If it's something is hard to do, then it's worthwhile.
I think that's
or something
phrase.
Is satisfying. It's because it's hard. This is like both hard but not satisfying. It's like a really difficult task.
If it's worth doing, it's hard to do.
Yeah,
this is hard to do and not.
This
worth
is hard
doing.
To and not really worth doing. it wasn't. I don't think it was for me. I'd like to learn how to surf, but maybe like 3 or 4 more goes, I can kind of get good at it. You do feel like you're on. A gondola.
What? A gondola? Right.
You know the oaks they have in,
except,
in Venice?
Yeah, you're pushing passengers along.
Yeah.
You'd be good at that.
I think so.
I can see you being a gondolier.
A gondolier.
Is that the phrase?
I like the sound of it.
So stand-up paddleboarding now as a thing, as a visiting critic.
I think...
Do you kind of go, is this...
I think I'm afraid of water, I just realised.
And you want to surf.
See, we grew up in lakes where your feet were always on the ground, Ollie. It was basically just a big puddle.
Okay, right.
Whereas the sea terrifies me.
Did you swim in a lake?
Yeah.
Were lakes not really dangerous to begin because they're...
And you'd have the odd hole or the odd, like, dodgy lad watching you from the bushes. But I mean...
No, like, I mean, water-wise, it's very dangerous because it's a lot of silt, mud.
Nothing wrong with that.
Black holes in the lake.
Yeah, you watch out for the big holes.
Yeah. Dude, you can't exactly walk in from the shore.
Yeah, you can. What are you talking about?
Lakes are, you know, kind of boggy at the edges.
I think you're thinking of quicksand.
You have stony lakes.
We do have good Cavan. Stony. Oh, right. There's great drainage in our lakes.
Well, Monaghan will have now the kind of boards that just start you in the middle.
Monaghan is a very harsh and unforgiving landscape, doesn't it?
Well, no, that's Cavan.
Nobody wrote poems about how rough Cavan was.
No one wrote poems about Cavan, full stop. Oh no, we're going to get messages now. Come here, what else have you been up to in your life? I mentioned acting. I promised people we'd talk about your acting.
Did you?
You've been acting.
I have. Let me see. I finished a thing. Oh, Cheap European Houses has been announced today. Myself and Maggie Malloy. I think it's out next year.
Oh, very
it's
good.
Part of the new season.
Oh, we're obsessed with, because we ran out of cheap Irish homes.
We ran out of cheap Irish homes.
Yep.
We
the whole country has sunnier. Actually run out of those.
Yeah.
So you go cheap. That was an excuse for you to fly around.
Fly around
have a
Europe.
Nice time.
Yeah, have
escape
lovely
your
times.
Small children.
Exactly. Yeah. I have to make it sound more work than.
Is it
than
terrible, that. Really, when you're filming abroad? Because.
You don't get much. Like, my wife is like, oh, you're having a great time in Spain. And I was like, you're up at 8 and you're home at 11. You do get a hotel bed. That's the only thing. But no, yeah. You don't really see much of the place. There's a new thing coming up on the RT Player called Good Boy, written by Tony Cantwell.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a new sitcom on the RT Player. Let me see. I did a thing called Video Nasties, which is coming out soon.
That's in Monaghan as well.
That's also in Monaghan.
Yeah.
Set in the 80s.
Give us the...
You're probably in it.
The gist of that.
You're probably in it as a child.
Oh, is there other clips?
No.
Why would I be in it?
It's set in the 80s. I'm being quite surreal, Oliver. Sorry.
And is that a good show? You're not exactly selling it here.
What? It's great. It's about two young lads who... do you remember the Video Nasty craze?
Yeah.
Where there was the band... They tried to ban a lot of horror films in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
So these two
Natural
young lads try...
And
yeah, and Child's Play 3 and, you know, Evil Dead. So these two young lads try and buy up the entire collection of Video Nasties to sell it on for like $5,000 to a collector.
Very good.
So it's very funny and it's great crack. Some great actors in it.
And are you the man running the...
I'm the lad running the video shop.
Do you have to put on Monaghan accent in it?
No, I kind of just did a thicker Cavan accent. It's like he was kicked out. Are you disappointed?
That's factually wrong. Cavan people, they speak a lot slower than us.
Yeah, there's also Monaghan people who sound quite Cavan though at the same time.
Half of Monaghan now, don't forget, they sound kind of northern. They're up there like that.
There
they'd be
over
there like that, you know.
It's a
like Cayley Trap would be up there.
That's right.
Whereas
yeah.
You go down, then it gets slower. But, you know,
down in, yeah. We have to speak closer to the border.
Because we're close over to Cavan, so we have to speak the same tempo.
How do you not slip into Donegal when you're doing that accent?
It's a completely different accent.
Is it?
It is. Donegal. Well, Donegal has two accents, you see. You've got the one up north,
yeah.
And you've the lovely soft one down the south.
The Daniel McDonald.
Yeah, the lovely Daniel McDonald.
Yeah.
I heard a clip earlier, said nothing in Cavan. Try the Jolly Paddlers up in Killeshandra. Jude and John, two great lads, says Kate.
There we go. Thank you, Kate.
She had to get out of her car, but she was enjoying you up to that point.
She had to get out of her car.
Yeah, she had to leave. There should be more Cavan and Monaghan people on the radio. Could listen to yous all day. I feel soothed and serenaded by your dulcet tones.
There you go. I think a lot of people make fun of the Cavan accent, but I think it has a lovely velvety quality to it.
Vowels as broad as fields. come here. Do we have to go to the break? Because I want to talk about the your Kate O'Toole story.
Oh, right.
Quickly then.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah, do it.
How much have we got?
Just do it. Do the story.
I was doing a film. It was a Hallmark film. Do you know them Hallmark films?
Yes.
And I was there. I'm panicking here. I'm looking at
ordering
this clock.
Cocktail. Yeah, ordering cocktail.
So we're in Drumoulin.
In period costume.
Kate O'Toole, daughter of Peter O'Toole. She's great. Full of great stories. Chatting away, drinking these lovely cocktails. A waiter comes over. He's like, you enjoyed the cocktails there, Kevin. Do you want one called The Hanged Man? It's got whiskey in it. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. So I took The Hanged Man and we're drinking away. So we have three drinks now each at this stage. And he comes back and he's like, are you enjoying the cocktail there? It's actually made by our finest whiskey. And I was like, oh gosh, I wonder how expensive that would be in Drumoulin Castle. I came back from the toilet and I found out that cocktail was worth €88.
Oh.
So we had actually... We had run up a bill of over €300 between us. And then I called him over. I was like, what? You can't recommend a drink without giving the price. And he's like, I thought it would be uncouth. And I realised we were dressed in our period costume. We literally looked like a couple of lords and ladies. So if you're ever dressed as a lord or a lady, always ask the price of a cocktail. Do you know what, Oliver? When you have to rush a story that quickly, I think it loses.
No, that was good.
I think it loses some of its power.
Hallmark film. Stand-up paddleboard, you ever said yes or no? Is this a good thing? Yes, you recommend.
Do you know what? I think it's a great thing. I think a big style surf school are great as well. Support them.
It is called Big Style. Big Style does sound better. Mayo or Dunleary.
Go
Kevin McGarren, thank you very much. One more break before we go.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.